Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary. I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC BlueBay Leveraged Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. It's like deja vu all over again, with soft risk markets in early September mirroring those of early August. Last week's non-farm payrolls showed a continued slowing in job growth, which was expected. We're looking for a 25 bip cut in September, not 50, and a 50 bip cut would spook investors. The response from the rate market was one of either elation or fear, depending on who you ask. Regardless, the twos tens curve is no longer inverted, which is a step towards normalcy, and that should continue to be supportive of banks and financials. This week's presidential debate and CPI print should add some volatility to the market, but it's unlikely to disrupt the narrative that the path of rates is lower. The lingering question remains: is a slowing job market good news or bad news for risk assets? Well, what risk metric would you like to use? Credit spreads are a little wider since the end of August, but yields are lower and dollar prices of bonds are higher. Debt capital markets are functioning well, and new issues are pricing tight and trading even tighter. The investment-grade corporate bond market printed nearly $85 billion of supply last week alone, and that was the fifth busiest week ever in notional terms and the highest weekly deal count ever. So yields tighter, but spreads wider means buyers were happy to step in and absorb that supply. In high yield, the market technical remains fantastic despite the new issue supply and investor focus being drawn to direct lending. Those who have little to no allocation in high yield say spreads are too tight and that there isn't enough value. But a persistent bid shows up to the market every day. The view on high yield spreads from those on the sidelines reminds me of a Yogi Berra quote about a restaurant. No one goes there, it's too crowded. High yield may not be the hottest spot on the block, but it's busy and performing well. Though unlike the restaurant industry, a slowing job market actually helps customers in the door. As always, thanks for your time and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM. For informational purposes, it may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice. And such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. Some of the statements contained in this podcast may be considered forward-looking statements, which provide current expectations or forecasts of future results or events. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of future performance or events and involve risks and uncertainties. Do not place undue reliance on these statements because actual results or events may differ materially from those described in such forward-looking statements as a result of various factors. Before making any investments decision, we encourage you to consider all of the relevant factors carefully. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.